Blog Talk Radio.
Friday, everybody. Welcome to the Michael Cutler Hour. I am your host, Michael Cutler. It is Friday. It is November the 2nd, 2018. But today, unfortunately, we could rename my show the Michael Cutler 15 Minutes. I apologize in my haste to put the program together today. I've been pulled in so many directions. I just got off the air over at NRA-TV with the terrific Dana Loesch. I messed up my computer settings. And there's no going back. That's the thing about computers. Whatever you punch in is what you get. Garbage in, garbage out. So it's going to be a short program. But I will try to produce another podcast prior to Election Day where we'll get into some more of the details because they are so incredibly important. And you know the saying, the devil is in the details. I'm going to get right to what I wanted to talk about because of the lack of time this evening. And again, I apologize to all of you, but it's been a difficult week. Yesterday, I attended the wake of an agent that I had the privilege of working with for many, many years, personal friend. I worked with him, in fact, when he was fresh out of the academy. His name was Dennis McCarthy. His brother, American hero, died as a helicopter pilot in Operation Desert Storm, the reaction to 9/11. And Dennis's death is also linked to 9/11. He worked on what came to be known the pile at Ground Zero, searching for survivors and then searching for human remains. His exposure to those toxins ultimately resulted in a very tough, painful death. The death count from 9/11 is not yet completed. On December 7, 1941, roughly 3,000 Americans, primarily in the military, lost their lives. We lost 3,000 people approximately on 9/11, but at least 10,000 more are suffering and suffering terribly. And yet, when the president gets his daily briefing, and undoubtedly the briefing includes an understanding from the intelligence services as to who was in this caravan headed our way. He's accused of being a liar by the idiots at The View and the prime idiot, Bill Maher. And I don't like throwing insults around, but these are serious times and we're facing serious challenges. And when supposed entertainers who aren't entertaining but are fools spew misinformation, they become not unlike Tokyo Rose of the Second World War, spewing dangerous propaganda so that the American people who listen to their trite nonsense actually believe that there is no danger inherent in thousands of aspiring illegal aliens heading for the U.S.-Mexican border. I was on a program last night on I-24 News. It's a cable program based out of Tel Aviv, but they do broadcast here in the United States as well. And I debated an immigration lawyer, and to my surprise, pleasant surprise, he voiced many of my own concerns. He said, you know, how in the world did thousands of people suddenly get organized and head for the United States? He said, the idea of running the border is dangerous. We're supposed to know who's coming into the country. We're supposed to vet them. When you overwhelm the border, you have to wonder who's behind it. Well, I will tell you that among the individuals or countries that I believe may have a role in this, and this is an invasion in the offing, is Iran. And in fact, just today, the president has announced that he was putting back in place all of the economic sanctions against Iran because of that terrible nuclear deal that would ultimately enable them to get nuclear weapons. And last week, an Iranian official was interviewed, and they said, if the president was to take this action, what would you do? And I don't have the exact quote, but it was certainly an attention getter. He said, not unlike President Trump, who says that he likes to keep his adversaries guessing, we will have surprises. Now, if you read the articles that I've been writing for Front Page Magazine, it's clear that Iran, through its terrorist groups, Hezbollah, Hamas, They also have their shock troops, CUDS forces in Venezuela, but they are operating throughout Latin America. And they are coordinating their efforts with human traffickers and drug smugglers, often one and the same, sending incredible quantities of narcotics north into the United States, which, of course, if you want to destroy a country, get its citizens hooked on narcotics. How brilliant that we now have, quote-unquote, recreational marijuana from more of these genius politicians, even as, according to the latest report, the opioid epidemic in America today has never been greater. So we've opened up the gateway drug of choice, all Americans. Iran is flooding us with drugs, working with the cartels, and they're flooding us with people. And according to expert testimony, among the people that were being sent this way are sleeper agents. Not my conjecture, but this is what you can see if you read a series of congressional hearings where experts on subject matter testified before Congress, and some of them, by the way, called by the Democrats. So the Democrats accused the president of fear-mongering. We know that there are terrorists and criminals heading towards the United States, but if you try to do anything about it, you're a fear-monger. My goodness, after 9/11, how many politicians stood before the microphones and cameras and pounded the podium and wanted to know why in the world didn't they connect the dots? If they had only connected the dots, 9/11 wouldn't have happened. The president is now connecting the dots. And in fact, the title of my latest article for Front Page Magazine, and I hope you will read it, is Trump Connects the Dots on Dangers of Illegal Immigration, and the subtitle, But the Left Attacks Him for the Picture That It Creates. There is a severe danger in having aliens swarm the border to overwhelm our resources. By anyone's definition, that constitutes an invasion. And if you saw what happened as this caravan, so-called, snakes its way north, they have left in its wake devastation, injured law enforcement officials from Latin America. These aren't peaceful marchers coming to America, pat in hand, saying, please take us in. They are coming to America and saying, damn it, you will take us in or there will be consequences. And already they've launched lawsuits against the president for daring to suggest that he wouldn't allow them into the country, saying that his unwillingness to let them in violates their due process. The hell with U.S. national security. The hell with U.S. national sovereignty. How many immigration lawyers do you think are down there stirring the pot, beating the drums, and increasing their fervor and encouraging them on? I'd love to know who's funding it. And yes, everyone screams about George Soros. I have no idea. But I do know if you connect the dots, I would not be the least bit shocked to find out that Iran is involved. And by the way, according to the president of Guatemala, his people had arrested 100 ISIS terrorists and sent them back to the Middle East. And according to that same president of Guatemala, the president of Venezuela has been funding the caravan to an extent. Well, think about it. Venezuela is a failed state. They are bankrupt. They have no money. They don't have three nickels to rub together. But Iran sure as hell has money. Who could ever forget the images of those airplanes landing in Iran, with pallets filled with money? It looked like a bad movie, and it was a drug deal gone sideways. Thank you, Mr. Obama. He flooded Iran with billions of dollars. They have the money to throw around now. And it wouldn't shock me that part of that money is being funneled through Venezuela to fund this caravan headed our way. And yes, there are going to be poor people in the caravan, but poverty is not a ground for political asylum. By that standard, at least half the world should be able to come to America. There are 7 billion plus inhabitants on planet Earth. Are we ready for 3 or 4 billion to show up on our doorstep tomorrow? The lunacy that we're hearing about how the president is fear-mongering, even as we've had terrorist attacks, it's remarkable. We just had the Halloween parade, and if you remember last year, just before the parade, this piece of trash, terrorist, rented a truck and mowed down 8 people. Primarily they were tourists, but others were injured on the bike path on the west side of Manhattan. So before the Halloween parade, the police commissioner came out and said, you will be safe because we are flooding the area with thousands and thousands and thousands of police officers. Was he fear-mongering, or was he simply trying to make certain that history would not repeat itself again? Is the president fear-mongering or trying to make certain that we don't wind up with more terrorists gaining entry into the country, more drug dealers coming into the United States, more fugitives from justice? When I was on Dana's program just now, one of the guys said he was coming to America looking for a pardon because he was charged with attempted murder in the third degree. Now, think about that. You apply for a pardon by entering the United States illegally? If this guy sets foot on American soil, he's committing a 20-year maximum felony. I worked with Senator Al D'Amato back in the early 80s to create what came to be known as the aggravated felon reentry law. This guy meets the definition, if the crime he claims is accurate, he meets the definition of an aggravated felon. If you come back without permission, the penalty is up to 20 years in the federal jail. How many more people like him are in the caravan looking for a pardon? Who in the world is going to pardon him? He was obviously deported. You see, this is the fantasy that we're hearing, and everyone is talking about the election and how the president is being so terrible to the immigrants. The most likely victims of the crimes perpetrated by human traffickers and transnational criminals, ladies and gentlemen, are the members of the ethnic immigrant communities, because they live among those people in the communities, and not just from Latin America, from the Middle East, from Europe, from Asia, from Africa, from the Caribbean, doesn't matter. Human nature is human nature. Immigration laws are not about race, religion, or ethnicity. It's about keeping out criminals, terrorists, fugitives, and people who want to hurt us. And the president dares to suggest that he will use the military, and I would argue appropriately, because he perceives, and with good justification, a clear, present, and immediate danger to national security. If he did not act, he would be derelict in his duties. He would be criminally negligent. He is the commander-in-chief of the U.S. Armed Forces. The military exists primarily to keep our enemies as far from our shores as possible. Well, they are on the way tonight, as you are listening to me. What is the president supposed to do? Emulate Mr. Obama, go back to sleep, ignore it, make a fancy speech, and go out with some celebrities? The president has been briefed. He understands the threats. The congressional hearings provide evidence, even for the dim bulbs who get on TV spewing propaganda, that this is a threat. And it's a threat that we must counter, which is what the president is doing. But if you listen to the radio reporters and the TV reporters, the president is a fearmonger, and he's a xenophobe, and he's a hateful person, because he doesn't believe that it's a good idea to have thousands of people charged at the U.S. border demanding their rights, and among them are people who have admitted to being convicted felons. And I assure you that the intelligence agency has more detailed information than you or I have access to. So when you hear these accusations, folks, please understand the problem. Please get together with your friends. Have these conversations, particularly this weekend before Election Day. Also, I've included on the link to my show tonight two articles that I wrote for The Social Contract, one of them particularly important, Sanctuary Country, Immigration Failures by Design. I lay out an explanation of how both political parties have gotten us into this mess. We the people need to finally get our act together and hold our politicians accountable and make them truly represent us. Because, as I always like to make the point, democracy is not a spectator sport. Please get involved. I apologize for the shortness of my program. I will make it up to you. But meanwhile, I hope you all have a wonderful weekend. Get involved. Please go and vote on Tuesday. So much depends on it. Elections do have consequences. Again, I hope you have a great weekend. Please read the articles and forward them to as many people as you can, as quickly as you can, and I would greatly appreciate it. Be part of my bucket brigade of truth. Have a great weekend, everybody. Take care.